You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It comes for King on the angle. Oh, he gets a pass to Peasant, who then gets a wonderful flick. Warbrick over for his first NRL try.
Oh, what a special moment. That would have been the winger for the Melbourne Storm.
What an athlete.
Oh, what a top athlete, Will Warbrick. And also, not just an athlete, he's also a bloody good removalist, moving house today, taking time out to join us on Sports Day. Welcome, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
Now, we're very good. We've got to ask you this question. This is the hard question straight off the top here. You're moving house. Who are you moving in with?
I'm moving in with a big CGM, Tui Kamakamifa.
Oh, big Tui. Now, listen.
He'll be able to carry a couch on his own, won't he?
I love Tui. Now, I've watched a lot of Tui. I watched a lot of Tui in the Host Plus Queensland Cup when he's playing for the Sunny Coast Falcons before he played regular first grade, Will. And you can confirm or deny for the listeners that when he takes his shirt off, he looks like he's carved out of stone.
That's pretty easy. I can confirm that. It's built different.
Oh, I want to ask you this as well, because you're going to have rules as housemates. Like, seriously, I'm thinking he's going to do 75% eating of the food in the cupboard. Have you worked out a system where you don't go halves in the groceries when he's going to eat more than you?
I think it's just more like whatever he say, I just do kind of thing. So he's definitely leading the,
alpha
taking charge
male
there. So no, it's good. He was one of the first guys that sort of took me under his wing at the club. So we've had a pretty good relationship since I've been here.
No, he's a lovely guy too. Now has he? To break, yeah, usually when you break a house and you have the boys around, you have a few beers and pizza, whatever it may be, will there be a carver session?
Oh, God.
Yeah, there probably will be a carver session very soon, but they'll have to wait until after the game this Friday, and then I'm sure some of the boys will be trying to come over this weekend.
Now, Will, life in Melbourne. Now, you come from the Bay of Plenty, beautiful part of New Zealand. Now, are you still a full cream milk with your coffee, or are you drinking oat milk
is.
Or yak milk yet, no. Now that you've moved to Melbourne?
Yeah, to be honest, when I first got here, I didn't know there was other options than full cream milk when I got to the cafe. So I still don't even know what the different milks are. There's soy, there's almond, there's oat. I don't even know. So I just keep it pretty simple.
Good
and it
man.
Does the job, so I'm happy.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, loving the way that you've transitioned into rugby league. You're a really good athlete. You've been involved in a number of sports, but loving watching you playing at the moment. And Melbourne Storm, it's synonymous their pre-season with being one of the hardest. Did you get prior warning before going to Melbourne for your first pre-season, how tough it was going to be?
Yeah, I did. I sort of had my manager sort of give me a heads up about it, and I've heard it through the grapevine kind of thing about how hard this club works, and especially with the pre-season, it's pretty notorious. So I can confirm that is true. Doing two now, so having done two, so yeah, and it's a lot of hard work. I think for me, I was probably more surprised by the volume of training we do. So yeah, that took a bit of getting used to coming from sevens.
Yeah, if you get through it, you become a better athlete with it. Now, we've seen throughout the week that Joseph Suaalii comes from a rugby union background. He's and rugby league. He's going across to rugby union. You've done the reverse, rugby union back to league. Is there, with the transition, has there been some areas of the game that you're still trying to get used to your timing, especially coming from sevens as well?
Yeah. Especially coming from sevens, I feel like the two codes are complete different. I mean, both are pretty high pace and fast, but in terms of like the contact and the volume of work you're doing in league, you're running just as much in terms of with the ball, you're having just as many carries, probably making more tackles. You got more people involved in the tackles. So It has been a bit of a transition, especially last season. I think I knew it was going to be a challenge, but it gave me a bit more of a fright, I guess, in terms of I really had to sort of take my time and be patient and like really study and learn the game properly and get a bit of experience as well.
Is this your first crack at rugby league, even as a kid growing up?
No, I've played rugby league. I've had a couple of seasons at high school, but obviously that's a pretty, you know, that's club level. And my hometown that I was raised in, it's actually a rugby league town. The only senior team we have there, it's a rugby league team. So I've been surrounded by it growing up and whatnot. But yeah, I feel like when I first come into the Melbourne environment, I felt like I was just starting from scratch, you know, like right from zero. So yeah.
We normally have Matt Rogers working with us. Well, he only does 2 days a week, so he's not with us tonight. He said going from rugby league to rugby union, big difference, you know, with who he played with and the wives, girlfriends and the whole thing around rugby. What's the big difference you've noticed coming from rugby union sevens going to rugby league? Like, what's the big thing
as
you've
the
noticed?
The players? You're talking about the outside, personalities?
But around it as well, you know, like partners, all that sort of stuff. Is there something you've noticed that stands out? I guess the question I'm asking, are rugby league people as classy as rugby union sevens people? That's the question.
Oh, to be honest, I didn't have an answer for you there.
Good
I think
answer.
What I have noticed, especially since I've been in Australia and been in Melbourne, is just the sort of, you know, how big the game is here. Obviously, it's big in New Zealand, but the All Blacks are sort of much more followed and popular compared to like the Warriors. So being here and seeing how big NRL is and how much followers it has and the fans, I mean, the fans are pretty passionate here. So I think that's been a bit of a eye-opening experience for myself. Just definitely that.
Matty Rogers says the front rowers in rugby play chess. The front rowers in rugby league play euchre cards. That's the difference.
Right.
Now, when it comes to Craig Bellamy, I love Craig Bellamy. I think he's top three greatest coaches this game has ever seen, and haven't had the pleasure of being coached by him. But everyone I talk to, Will, says that what you see is with the, you know, the blow-ups and the intensity, which is all in good nature. He just cares deeply for his players, and that's something that comes across to all his playing group.
Yeah, no, for sure. I remember my very first Zoom call with Craig when I was sort of, you know, in the talks about coming over, and I was pretty, you know, nervous and intimidated, and you know, when I was waiting for the Zoom to connect. So, but having that sort of first conversation with him, I've seen a completely different side. You know, like you said, he cares deeply about his players, and I think the biggest thing, he just cares deeply about the club as well. Everyone involved, not just the players, but everyone there. So, and that's not just him as well. That's all the staff. That's all the coaches, the trainers, everyone there. So, but he also, you know, he does have a good spray in him as well. So I'm still getting used to that.
No doubt. Hey, listen, Friday night, it's the Bunnies in Sydney. As a Bunny supporter, I can't wish you luck. And I'm not being rude in doing that, but this is a good game. They're coming off an emotional win last week because of Sat's father, John, passing away. And it was an amazing game of rugby league against Manly. How are you seeing this game?
Well, Melbourne have got Money Munster back.
Well, yeah, with the his dodgy finger.
He was outstanding last week, Will, wasn't he? He's just he plays like he's in the backyard.
Yeah, he's something different. I've never seen someone like him in terms of what he can do on the field. So, for Friday, I mean, I think this is going to be a pretty big test for, you know, not only myself but also the team. Obviously, the Rabbitohs is pretty. Well, we see him as one of the top teams in the comp, and no doubt, I think heading up to Sydney, we're probably gonna have to, you know, perform better than we have this season and try to put together, you know, our best performance so far. So I think there'll be a lot in this game. It'll be pretty fiery, but yeah, I'm sure the boys are pretty excited for it, and yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, mate, take it easy on our fellas, all right, please? Just don't go too good, all right? Hey, good luck with the move. Will Warbrick from the Melbourne Storm. We appreciate your time tonight on Sports Day, mate. Best of luck for the year.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
What a nice young fella.
Good kid. Good athlete. Great athlete.
Oh, mate, he's outstanding.
Well, not only is he a sevens player for New Zealand, he got a silver medal in 2020. He's into a number of sports. Like he's good at a number of sports. He's just one of those freakish athletes.
I was going to ask him if he played cricket in the summer. In New Zealand, they just play everything, don't they?
He played Aussie rules, actually.
Did he?
In New Zealand, there is a competition that started up